In April 1917, the Germans sent Lenin back from Switzerland to Russia in a specially sealed train. They didn't want Lenin spreading Bolshevism in their country, complete with a huge sum of money. The Bolsheviks had been clueless in Lenin's absence. They were actually cooperating with the provisional government, a no-no to Lenin, and even making noises about continuing the war. On his return to Petrograd, Lenin whipped them into shape with the help of his new best friend, Lev Trotsky, hero of the 1905 revolution. Lenin didn't want to wait for the provisional government or the constituent assembly to create socialism. Neither did Trotsky. They believed that the time to hesitate was through. Lenin and Trotsky established Bolshevik control over the local Soviets as quickly as possible. For the masses, Lenin kept his message simple. The Bolsheviks would give the Russian people peace, food, and land. All the people had to do was give all power to the Soviets, that is, to the Bolsheviks. In July 1917, Lenin tried to stir up a revolt with street demonstrations. The provisional government set up some machine guns, some demonstrators got shot, and Lenin bravely ran away to Finland disguised as a clean-shaven workman with a ridiculous toupee.